Good morning. This is an introduction to the Art and Science of Wholeness, a course of the University of Healing in Campo, California. We're introducing the first course of the University of Healing, the undergraduate course, and we'll be reading the entire book to you so that you'll have it chapter by chapter. You can do it lesson by lesson by listening to the book. This introductory tape here tells us what the book is all about. The table of contents of the book are The Art and Science of Wholeness, Introduction, The Search for God, and Preface, and that we'll hear on this particular tape. Chapter 1, I Am That I Am. Chapter 2, My Plan for Creation. Chapter 3, The Word. Chapter 4, Consciousness. Chapter 5, My Measure. Chapter 6, Perfection. Chapter 7, The Law. Chapter 8, Truth. Chapter 9, Spiritual Development. Chapter 10, Basis of Understanding. Chapter 11, Treatment. Chapter 12, Oneness. Chapter 13, Prayer. Chapter 14, Cleansing the Temple. Chapter 15, Spiritual Healing. Chapter 16, Stages of Consciousness. Chapter 17, The Key, Be Still and Know. Chapter 18, The Key. Chapter 19, Thinking and Creating. Chapter 20, Idea. Chapter 21, Good and Evil. Chapter 22, Masters. Chapter 23, Union. Chapter 24, Spiritual Illumination. Chapter 25, Pure Consciousness. Chapter 26, How to Achieve Pure Consciousness. Chapter 27, Our Real Existence. Chapter 28, Soul. Chapter 29, Meditation. Chapter 30, Supply. And the conclusion chapter, What Does It Mean to Be a Free Spirit? Dedication. With all my love, I dedicate this book to the gift of caring shared by my mother, Ella Cammer Byerly, whose joy and everlasting confidence in the divinity within every man and her ability to draw it out of each continues to be an inspiration to the world. The Art and Science of Wholeness. The Art and Science of Wholeness, the undergraduate program of the University of Healing, is designed to give the foundation to all healing work. It is the basic course for the University of Healing. It is designed around a 30-lesson format covering the major aspects of man's relationship to God and God's relationship to man. Unique in its presentation approach, the Art and Science of Wholeness speaks in the first person, as it were, God speaking to its creation, explaining how and why it was created as it is. God explaining its creation to its creation, so that it might better understand and reveal its native purpose by, as it is designed by God. One lesson should be read out loud 3 times daily for a week. 10 questions on each lesson will be sent to the student by the Office of the Dean upon receipt of the completion of the previous lesson questions. There are 30 chapters or lessons. If the student is truly seeking to reveal the divinity that is strong within, he takes 15 minutes 3 times a day to read each chapter out loud to himself thoroughly and thoughtfully. As each student diligently applies himself to the proper study of the course, his life will be completely changed because it will be newly directed to the highest and greatest which is within him. As we begin this course, we do so with an uncomplicated approach, with a love of truth, and with a precision to the detail of daily readings. So when we have completed the undergraduate program, we will truly have ascended into a higher state of spiritual, mental, and physical consciousness. A philosophy comprehensive enough to embrace the whole of knowledge is indispensable. A system of meditation which will produce the power of concentrating the mind on anything whatsoever is indispensable. An art of living which will ennoble us to utilize all our actions as our best aids on the path is indispensable. be alert, and strive incessantly. These are the words of the Buddha. Introduction. The art and science of wholeness is practiced every day of our lives. We are seldom aware of what an important part this art and science plays in our daily lives. But the effect in our world of experience is obvious and definite. We can become aware of the law and the principles which govern us and our affairs, and we can direct them consciously for our highest good. The University of Healing, as an educational institution based upon spiritual foundations, directs itself to the total purpose of opening our consciousness to its highest and greatest potential, our divine nature. To reveal our divine nature, we first come to understand that we are divinely caused, that we are created by God to express its universal nature of perfection here and now, and that we are God, that we have no other purpose for being than to express this divine direction and to reveal the fullness that life has only vaguely suggested to our creative minds. Strangely enough, the very purpose of the University of Healing is to reveal that perfection that dwells within each, teaches its students to expand beyond all formal teachings. The university teaches its students how to find the one intelligence, peace, power, and presence of the only creative cause, God, right within. Once this is done, there is no further need for an exoteric institution. The outer then becomes a reflection of the esoteric presence within, and everything is complete, beautiful, and perfect. The University of Healing has as its further purpose to develop a group of ministers and practitioners as living examples of what they have revealed from within, thereby spreading the philosophy of the universality of God. As the ministers develop churches and centers throughout the world, they will live by the principles taught throughout all time and expressed by the wise teachers of all ages, including Zoroaster, some 8,000 years ago, good thoughts, good words, good deeds, and reaffirmed by the Buddha, Muhammad, Confucius, Lao Tse, and Jesus in the Golden Rule. Their lives will be fulfilled as they are catalysts in the fulfillment of their lives of themselves and others. Anyone may attend the University of Healing. The only criteria is that each seek to reveal his God nature to its highest and greatest potential. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, we are told by Lao Tse. The search for God. As we enter the study of spiritual healing, we are taking the first step on the journey within ourselves, to knowing who and what we really are. Most important for us to understand at this very beginning is that we are God. I am God, God I am. We are not anything more or less than the total creator of the universe. We are not a little bit of the universal God. We are not the microcosm of the macrocosm. We are not the unfolding God. We are not the becoming God. We are not the to-be God. We are, in fact, only God. So as we begin this trip in consciousness and awareness of ourselves, we do so with the full intent of revealing to ourselves our true nature. We do so expressing the dignity of our own being, which was before the beginning. These lessons will prove most beneficial to us and bring us to the most rapid development in consciousness and awareness as we daily read them over and over, spending a period of 1 week on each lesson, reading them out loud to ourselves. We go into a quiet place where we will not be disturbed, and where no one will hear but ourselves. And we speak these words affirmatively, enthusiastically, vitally, impressing upon our human nature that we are a spiritual being. We are God. As we do this positively and with an enthusiastic conviction, we will outwardly express the inward truth about ourselves. I am God. This develops a new habit within us. Just as we get up every morning, just as we prepare ourselves for our daily activities, just as we have certain routines which we perform in preparation and in carrying out our daily activities, so too we make our recognition of our God Self a part of our daily routine. As we do this, we will no longer have daily routines. We will have only one daily activity, which is speaking our God Self, speaking from our God Self, from our I Am That I Am awareness. As we do this, our life will not be a round of demonstrations completed, but rather a livingness of our true nature. We will not bring light to the world, we will be the light. We will not bring healing to the world, we will be perfect health. For the world will no longer be in darkness, or will it be in need of health. We will view all from the pure consciousness, from the level of total perfection. As we do this, we will no longer seek for better health and harmony in our life and affairs, world peace, abundance, or any of the hundreds of desires of humankind. We will express our divine nature, our Christhood, our God Self. For each of us is I Am. Each of us is God right now. Let my love, like sunlight, surround you, and yet give you illumined freedom, said Rabindranath Tagore. God Unlimited teaches the eternal principles through which every man may reveal his inherent divinity and purity, may live a more fulfilled life, and better understand his fellow man. Preface. As we read these words and seek a clear grasp of what has been stated, we should not discard the ideas as impossible of attainment or comprehension. Within every line are hidden meanings that will make worthwhile our study of all these materials. It will become crystal clear to us as we proceed. These words are given to awaken within the realization of our self, our real self. They are designed to make us conscious of our God presence and dwelling. They provide us with stepping stones for the appearance from the appearance world, in which we have believed far too long, into the absolute, infinite world of reality, which is everlasting and the only true world. These teachings are programmed to be read out loud 3 times every day. We begin our study on 1 chapter each week, regularly. Then, as we have read the chapter, and we've read it over 3 times a day, it will set in motion within our consciousness a new pattern of thinking which will reveal itself to us as a more perfect life. The steps are simple, so simple we might feel that they could hardly be effective. But put it to the test, the true test of time and patience. With patience and as a child practicing scales, before he knows it, he is revealing the hidden talent which before was only unrecognized and unexpected. Allow the unrecognized and unexpected truth about yourself to come forth with steadfast attention to the daily repetitious study of the new truths. Our present life will become history, and our new life will be glorious. For we are God, the allness of God, the totality of God right now. And from the Bible we read, that which I am seeking, I am.